This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alright, here we are, 7 after the hour, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmothers and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere who are interested in finding out what's going on in the world, courtesy of the eyes and the ears and the mouth and the nose of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with the two choices, ladies' choice, story about the naked guys at Buckingham Palace or the price of oil. Which would you like first?
What do you think?
Of course oil, the price of oil.
No, we don't want that. Who cares?
Five men, there's been a big controversy in England the last week or 10 days because the Queen didn't want to pay for the upgrades at Buckingham Palace. It's about $40 million that needs to be spent. The place needs to be replumbed, rewired, new windows. You know, it's like doing a renovation of your house. It's somewhat more expensive, and the Queen thought that it ought to be paid for by the taxpayers. But in fact, the taxpayers give them their $63 million a year allowance, and the Queen is one of the wealthiest women in the world, has hundreds of millions of dollars. And so the Prime Minister had the unlikely task of telling her, or the unfriendly task, that she has to pay for the upgrades because she's already gotten taxpayer money.
Not right.
There's a budget for fixing things like that.
I wonder how that conversation goes.
Off with your head!
Yeah. I would go with loudly because she's so old now.
What?
Well, the thing is about Buckingham Palace, it would be one thing if taxpayer dollars were responsible for all of the repairs if it was open to the public. But yeah, this is paying for a
limited
private
access.
Home.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very limited access. Yeah. When she's, when she's not there, when she's in a good mood. I mean, there's like so many different stipulations on when you can actually see any part of Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. Usually it's just, you can
you
go see.
You sound angry. Did you try to get in and you couldn't?
Many times.
Really?
Victoria's like personally bothered by this.
I've been there many times where I've only seen the stupid guards moving around, and
I've even got in through the as many times. I've been to England probably 100 times in my life. Never gotten through the gates.
100 times.
See?
Yeah, I've been in this since the '70s. Yeah, pretty close.
I got into the stables once, and that was it.
There were 5 men arrested after staging a nude demonstration outside Buckingham Palace. 5 were part of a group of 20. The organization is called The Right to be Naked. 4 of the 5 were later released. The 5th man had climbed naked onto the statue of Queen Victoria. He's still in jail. Okay.
There were 20 people. Albert liked kinky stuff, didn't they? So
this is really the English are so wonderful. My God, what a great country. 20 men undressing in groups of 5. They did it on a shift system.
So organized.
Very well. That's it. The point thing. And the Queen was inside at the time. Offensive isn't the word for this.
Wait, she didn't come out to look? Said. She stayed inside?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Check it out. Anyway.
That's boring. This,
one of the people said, one of the people, the spokespeople for the palace said, I doubt that anyone would have seen anything, even if they were there. That's speaking to the... God love the Brits. Okay. Let's go to the Middle East yesterday. The OPEC boys and girls, family of 14 different countries, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Middle Eastern countries, and there's also Venezuela, some of the other South American countries that produce oil. They've been upset because the last couple of years their profits have gone down. Oh, no! Because of the supply in the United States, and the Russians are pumping out a lot of oil as well. So the Saudis don't care because they got lots of dough, but Venezuela doesn't, so, and Nigeria doesn't. So they want higher prices. OPEC, until yesterday, said, nope, we're not going to do it, because the Saudis and the Iranians said, we'll wait it out. Well, prices have kept going down, so they decided they don't want to wait any longer, and thus the oil production will be cut by a million barrels a day on January 1st and beyond until they get greedy again, and then the price, they'll do what they want to do. But what I find this so interesting, the ink wasn't dry on the deal, and the price of oil went up 8%. And on the yesterday, a couple of stations that I monitor, 14 cents, 15 cents, the prices went up 15 cents in one day because these guys just made an agreement. It had nothing to do with the production. Did you see how you get yensed by these oil companies? They, anything. If a mouse runs across a truck on the production line, up the price. And so now this club of oil-producing nations, driven by some political backstabbing here and there, think this is going to be a test. The Russians and the... this is very interesting. The Russians say this will be the first indication of how well we'll get along with the new president. Because the Russians and the Americans are the ones on the outside looking in when it comes to OPEC, because we don't belong and Russians don't belong. Russians pumping out a lot of oil. So the crude oil traded yesterday at the end of the day at just a little over $50 a barrel. That was an increase of $4 from the day before because of this deal. And they're not going to cut the production until next month. Already, swing, let's go get them. Okay.
Can you make that noise again?
Swing. But it's so swing. Exasperating, isn't it? I mean, really, when you look at this stuff, we've been, well, remember, Newt Gingrich said that which was true when he was running for president. Was that 4 years ago, 8 years ago? Price of gas should never be over $2.50 in America. And we got it down to last summer, I think the summer before, I remember paying $1.99, $1.94,
yeah.
Like in there. Everybody but Jennifer remembers that because they never had...
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
No. But what do you do? You know, a lot of people have bought cars based on the price of the gasoline. As the, you know, they buy a car that uses a little more gas because they can afford it. Now the price goes up. You should never, ever buy a car just because of the mileage. Never. Buy a car because you like it. And, oh, it gets good gas mileage. Fine. But if you... Just buy a car for gas mileage, you're always going to be disappointed. I think, anyway. I wouldn't buy a car. What about you, Jennifer? You don't pay attention to gas mileage, do you, really?
Look at that not thing really, you're no.
Driving. Nah.
My, that thing I'm driving, please.
Yeah. Well, nice though, thing. I would think, Victoria, you might have, when you made your decision to buy that Chevy SUV, that you were thinking about mileage, were you not?
I wasn't, but I actually didn't think about it at all, except
really?
That we had test driven a GMC SUV, and yeah. We really liked it, and we were going to buy it, and then we went over to Chevy, because both my parents have Chevys that they really
yeah.
love, and
it's
we
the
realized,
it's the same
well,
thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, different
you
models.
You just bought a different model, that was all, right?
Yeah, but the GMC, it was a Terrain SUV, and that
yeah.
got, a highway mileage was like 21
yeah.
to the gallon, and then our Chevy Cruze is 33.
Yeah.
So that does make a big difference when
yeah.
you're looking at the price of cars and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and especially New York City gas, which luckily we don't really have to buy that often. We make mm-hmm. it to Jersey, and then that's where we refill. But that can make a really big difference.
See, I think there's a sub-story here to this. Because of the time of year and so many people traveling between now and the first of the year, because gas was cheap, so they made their plans, now we're going to stick to it. I think the oil price will go up between now and the end of the year and then go back down again. Because I don't think this OPEC deal is enough to reduce the glut. We can produce a lot of oil in America, and the Russians can too. And who knows if there is some kind of accord between the new president and the guy that runs Russia, maybe this is part of it. I noticed that Putin...
Didn't Russia say their production's going to go down too, right?
I didn't see that. Did they say that?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that we said that here. Anyway, I think it's interesting that Putin has curbed his anti-Western rhetoric since Trump has gotten elected. And, of course, the people that don't like Trump say, well, that's because he made a deal with him. He hacked into the Democratic... What's this? We don't even need the Democrats. Oh, the Congress, Senate yesterday walked away from doing anything about hacking your phone. So starting today, your phone can easily be hacked by the government, and they can hack into millions of phones with just one court order. That's it. Hack away. What a disgusting display of why it is that Bernie Sanders and Trump got all the attention. These people just don't get it. Am I the only one who thinks that? They think the opportunity they had on an easy vote, they could have stopped the hack. They didn't do anything. So it went into effect today. So millions of people in our country are subject to having their phones hacked by the federal government because the Senate didn't do anything to stop it yesterday, which they could have. Am I reading that right, Victoria?
I believe so, yes, absolutely. I mean, you can have a hearing. You could actually open it up for discussion. There are a lot of other things that they could have done, but that was it. They just said, nope, we're moving forward.
Yep.
And isn't it amazing when the government wants to do something quickly, they can do something, and then, poof, today it's already enacted.
I love that expression, by the way. Poof.
It's very Harry Potter. Poof.
Poof. Yeah. Poof. And it's gone poof like magic.
Mm-hmm.
It all appears.
Poof. All right. We signed poof. It and now it's working.
Poof. Well, here we go. My mind is going into a what-if mode, and I think that's always dangerous. So I'll pause for a moment, and so will the rest of the DJB crowd. 18 past the hour.
This Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's, it's time to spread the holiday cheer. So whip up some cookies with a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer, just $2.99 after mail-in rebate. Save the world with Mr. Potato Head Marvel Superheroes for $29.99. And make her eyes light up with a Swarovski ring, just $21.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 20% off and earn a little more with Kohl's Cash. So you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12-1 through 12-5. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you know who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Thank you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Play the dream. Are you listening? In the lake, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're having a night. Walking in the wilderness.
Back to the music and the Christmas music. Sound like it's turned out. Back to the music on FM 105.7. Hi, it's Doug Steffen on the Good Day. Walking in a winter wonderland. We're going through the top 50 tunes, according to Billboard, for Christmas music. Madonna's Santa Baby's number 50, and the Eurythmics with Winter Wonderland is number 49 on this list. So we'll enjoy it for a moment or two. Go ahead, Kara.
When you're in town,
we can all sing along if you like.
Later on, we'll perspire.
Yeah, we'll perspire. You will perspire.
Well, wait, I'm not the only one who sings it that way.
Did you watch the Christmas in Rockefeller Center Rain Fest last night? NBC had the tree lighting Rockefeller Center.
It was pouring.
It was pouring.
It was bad.
And all I could think of was when I was a kid, I think Bob and I were working, I think it was Bob and me, in some circumstance where we were outside in the rain and the microphone got wet. And man, I want to tell you, you think that's, you've had shocking experiences. Right off.
Did Mariah Carey's fur get drenched? Because typically she's always at this event. Was she there?
Yeah. I didn't see her, no. Saw Dolly Parton there, who looks
and
sounds.
How was her hair, okay?
Yeah, it was a little yellow, but other than that.
In the rain, it's tough.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, thank you to the Eurythmics for that tune. Another item of interest in the world of music, I know you've all been on the edge of your beds wondering what's happened to Kanye West. He's been released from the hospital, but not much is known about what his condition is, in fact. He went to UCLA Medical Center on the 21st after his doctor called 911. You remember acting erratically? He didn't know what was real, what was imaginary. I think they have a shrink ward at UCLA? They must.
Oh right, yeah, then? Apparently he was handcuffed to the gurney on his way.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah.
Extreme sleep deprivation and exhaustion. You dummy, would go to bed at night. What's the big deal? Apparently his condition was more of a problem than anybody thought. He was having night terrors about Kim's attack in Paris, which coincided with the anniversary of his mother's sudden death 9 years. years ago. So, anyway, those of you who are interested in the realities of the Kanye West world, there it is. West world. Get it? Did you get that?
Got it.
Got it.
Good. Okay. 26 past the hour. We've also, this week, been highlighting the new additions to the Grammy Hall of Fame. And so we move now into something that I was pretty surprised to see on this list. As a matter of fact, when I said to Jennifer and Victoria, NWA is next, they said, huh?
So, made me scared for you when you listened to NWA.
I know. Well, the thing is that I'm surprised this is 25 years old. Criteria for getting into the Grammy Hall of Fame, you got to be 25 years since the song came out. Straight Outta Compton has been around for that long?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was attached to the movie that was the... When was that movie made? Straight Outta Compton.
That was last 20, year, right?
Yeah, last year, the beginning of last year maybe it came out.
Yeah. All right, so we got some newer music now on the rest of this list. The music has been very eclectic, all the way from Arlo Guthrie to the Beach Boys to Bonnie Raitt to Billie Holiday to David Bowie to Elvis to the Jackson 5 to Lalo Schifrin, Louis Armstrong. Next up on the list is Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't know this song. Okay. You know this song, ladies?
This was the first
huge
big Nirvana song. This is their first hit.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
This is like the only Nirvana song I can actually know, like recognize.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know this song?
What does Teen Spirit smell like? I mean, is it B.O.?
Oh, it's a stink.
Oh, is it a stink?
Actually, Teen Spirit used to be a teenage deodorant. I used to wear it. Had a hot pink lid.
Really? That's why you bought it, probably.
Truly.
28 past the hour with DJV.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, safeguarding your pet. And who doesn't want to do that? If your pet has an enclosed yard or a run, be sure there are locks that only you can open. Pets should not be allowed in the front yard without supervision. Front yard fencing tends to be low, making it easy for a passerby to reach in and quickly grab a pet. Even if there are no leash laws in your municipality, dogs should never be allowed to run free. They can be scooped up and stolen much too easily. And don't assume that since you have a big dog, he's safe. Large dogs, especially breeds like Labrador Retrievers and German Shepherds, are particularly in demand among black marketeers. You see, dogs are sold by the pound at animal auctions. Make sure your pets have a microchip with a current phone number and a current address. Make sure they have ID on at the same time. Dogs are being stolen on a tremendous basis. Over 1 million dogs are stolen every year in the United States, and very few are returned to the owner. By taking some of the precautions I just outlined, you and your pet can be safe and enjoy a long life together. I'll more next time.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Conversation continues. The information continues to pour out of our minds. And so we have so much information in our heads, we get a headache by this time. We haven't gotten more information out. So stand by for some aspirin on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Thank you to Kara Schindler, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. You want the good news or the bad news?
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Please.
How many people know the store Patagonia?
Sure.
Yes.
You buy things there?
No.
No. What do they sell?
I have.
The outdoor, it's pretty much an outfitting place, right?
Yeah, jackets. They make wetsuits. It's all kinds of outdoor gear.
Right.
Shocking that I haven't purchased anything like a wetsuit.
You don't need a wetsuit? Or some mountain climbing gear?
Now I know why I haven't been there.
I had to believe.
Yeah.
All right, so... It seems this company has done very well already this season. Last Friday, they hit the number times five that they had expected. So how about that, man? That's a good day when you do five times as much business as you had projected. So they had pledged before to give away all the profits from Black Friday to a bunch of environmental groups that are fighting to protect vital resources and that kind of stuff. So they had projected a $2 million day. They took in $10 million. And so normally they donate a percent or two of their sales to environmental organizations anyway. They did that. They've been doing that for 30 years. Last year they gave $7 million. This year they're already in the $10 million category, and they're into the first week of the Christmas shopping season. So good for them.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know the company. I said to Kara earlier, what do they do? Because I don't know. I don't buy this kind of stuff much either. I'm going to the farm store to buy my outer gear if I use it. It's not going to come from Patagonia.
Do you have Eastern Mountain Sports?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's EMS came after, I think, Patagonia. But it's the same thing. North Face, they're all the same rivals.
Are they like Dick's Sporting Goods and that, is that
no,
the same kind of
sporting
stuff?
Goods
REI?
Actually,
that has goods.
Patagonia
is more
sporting
like
goods.
Ah,
that's just apparel. Yeah.
Okay, bad news. Now, the bad news is a Texas teenager out fishing yesterday came back with an 11-inch piranha.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Quentin Crocker reeled in this. Have you never seen? There's a really foolish movie that was made in the man-made lake in Arizona at where the bridge is. What do they call that? I'm on the air there, and I can't remember the name of that. What's the name of the town where the London Bridge is?
Oh, it's Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. Anyway, so that's the movie about that came out. It was all about the lake there being filled with piranhas. And if you know anything about piranhas, you know you don't want to be anywhere near them.
That's right.
You can stick your finger into a tank with a piranha, ooh, and it will eat your finger off in 10
seconds.
Yeah,
I would advise not doing that.
Yeah.
No, you don't do
Didn't
that.
They have... this is so random. Yeah. I feel like Victoria now. In the Naked Gun movies, wasn't there a storyline about the bad guy had a tank full of piranhas? Do you remember that?
Richard Davi was a bad guy in a movie at
or
one
Robert,
point.
Or Robert, but that's okay.
Him?
Oh, Robert,
is it Robert
Davi?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, him too.
I well, his friends call him Richard.
Okay, silliness. That's enough of that.
Piranhas just to look at. I think their mouths are always open, and you just see all the teeth. My friend's dad used to have an exotic fish aquarium
next
in the
to
house.
Somebody like that.
What are you, nuts?
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta be nuts.
And they're just freaky to look at.
Dr. Daniel Fuller is going to join us in a moment. If you're like me and you use cheaters, they call them cheaters, these glasses we buy in the five and dime or at the supermarket, wherever you buy them. Why do you need them? And what can you do to not need them? We're going to help you remove your readers for the holidays in a moment here.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year and looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle and fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take velvet and shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list, and this holiday there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty, joy to the girl.
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Can't seem to get your fill of champagne, but stuck with a beer budget? Well, you're in luck, because wherever wine is made, I can guarantee there's someone crafting something that is delightfully sparkling. And guess what? 9 out of 10 times, it'll be a heck of a lot cheaper than champagne made in the region that bears its name. What should you look for when champagne is just too hard on your budget? Well, if you want something just as pleasing as champagne, look no further than Spanish Cava or good old American Sparkling. These bubbles are made in the same way as champagne, and Cava in particular is often an absolute steal. Also, be on the lookout for French Cremants, bubbles made outside of the famed Champagne region using identical grapes and produced method Champenois. Even the UK is making some brilliant British bubbly. It may take a little trial and error to find a great champagne substitute, but I can guarantee the process will be a complete and total gas. This is David Wilson, Uncorked. It's always been my dream to share my favorite wines with you. Well, now through the end of the month, you can become a charter member of our brand new wine club for just $89.99 every 3 months. To join or learn more, just log on to radio.wine.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glam are in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
42 past the hour, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Dr. Daniel Fuller, who is an Ohio State guy, has a degree in optometry. You know what? I want to start with Dr. Fuller, the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist. Can you help us? A lot of people get confused about optometry versus ophthalmics. There's a word.
You bet. You bet. I'd be happy to help with that one, and I'm very glad to be able to speak with everyone today, and thank you for having me on.
Sure.
In simple terms, the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist is that the ophthalmologist does surgery on the eyes, and the optometrist, even though we do some minor surgical procedures, can basically be thought of as being the primary care physician in eye care.
When did you, I'm thinking this, I probably shouldn't ask it this way maybe, do you wear glasses, and if you do, when did you start?
I do wear glasses, and I've also had LASIK surgery. I began wearing glasses like most nearsighted people around age 8 or so.
Really? All right. Now, I've been using what we call cheaters or drugstore glasses for about 20 years. Staying in my 40s, I started wearing them. And I wish there was a way to get rid of them because I find it annoying. Not that I have to wear them, but because I lose them all the time.
Well, you're in very good company. Certainly for those of us that are 40 and above, and I'm in that camp, we all develop a condition called presbyopia, and that's the condition that makes it difficult for us to read the menu in dimly lit restaurants.
Right. Yep.
In my case, it's the thing that makes me enlarge the font on my cell phone.
Yep, thank you. I'm looking for a bigger keyboard for my iPhone. Exactly. So, but what causes this? Why is it that we need reading glasses? You said presbyopia. Is that something that is sort of a deterioration of optic nerves? I don't know that that's the case, but I'm trying to go in the right church.
Not so much things in the back of the eye. It's more towards the front of the eye. It's actually a loss of the ability to focus using the human lens that's in the eye. And you mentioned that you wished you had an alternative, and we certainly do have alternatives to readers or cheaters, as you call them. And multifocal contact lenses are one of those options that can offer many people a great alternative.
Okay, so the lady in my life wears contacts, and I watch her put them in, take them out, and I've watched other people do it over the years, and it just gives me a yucky feeling, sticking my finger in my eye. I know that millions and millions of people wear these things, but you got to do a lot of selling to get me to stick contact lens in my eye, or do I? I mean, is it, what do we have to, those of us who don't, who have would rather wear glasses because we have an aversion to sticking our finger in our eye, what do we not know?
Well, it's an acquired skill, and you're quite right. A lot of people wear contacts, roughly about 140 million worldwide.
Wow.
It's something that's an aversion that you can easily overcome. I'm roughly about 34 years of practice, I've never had a patient that we couldn't get to successfully adapt to a contact lens and the insertion and removal of the lens process. That's relatively easy to do. You might think it's harder when you're age 40 and above, but we don't find any more difficulty working with that group. And in fact, in many ways, it's easier to teach them, particularly as we're working on these multifocal contact lenses that we talked about.
All right, so you're a doctor in private practice. You, like other doctors, will have a preference as to, like, some people want to drive a General Motors car, some people want to drive a Ford. There are a number of these contact lens companies. Which one do you use and why?
Well, to make small correction, I have had private practice experience for about 17 years. Presently, I'm the chief of the cornea and contact lens service at the Southern College of Optometry
Tennessee. Yeah. Yep.
And, you're quite right. There are a number of outstanding, excellent companies. We were privileged just this week, in fact, to host a workshop at the college that was sponsored by Alcon, one of the leading companies. And it was a workshop on multifocal training, and had an opportunity to bring in a lot of the local doctors to give them a little bit more experience in fitting contact lenses, multifocal lenses for presbyopia.
So is there such a thing? I have also tried to correct what my problems were by using bifocals, and I didn't find that handy. Can you get bifocal contact lenses?
You certainly can, and these multifocal lenses that we're talking about are even more sophisticated. If you're familiar with what people refer to as no-line lenses or progressive
edition lenses,
they may have had.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah,
this is a technology that's somewhat similar to that, and I can tell you that there's been a tremendous amount of technological advances both in materials and in the optics of these lenses. And if you haven't tried those contact lenses before because you were told you weren't a candidate, or if you've worn contacts like those before and you just dropped out over time, I think we've got so many advances now, particularly in Alcon's product lines, that we are able to offer new alternatives and options for patients. And
is there a website people can go to check this all out?
There absolutely is. You can find out more about presbyopia, as we talked about, and things like the Alcon Dailies Total One Multifocal at loseyourreaders.com.
Loseyourreaders, what a great website. Loseyourreaders.com. All right, Dr. Fuller, thank you. Dr. Daniel Fuller, who is associate professor at the Eye Center at Southern College of Optometry, here with a way for you to lose your glasses. Maybe you make a good Christmas present. All right, Jen, let's get to some television news. What do we have that's on good tonight? What's the hot stuff?
Oh, it's the good stuff tonight because Charlie Brown is back. We just had his Thanksgiving. Now it's time for Charlie Brown Christmas. That's on ABC at 8 o'clock. Tonight, one of the great joys of the Christmas season. Crossover week on the CW continues. DC's Legends of Tomorrow will be the conclusion of superhero crossover. The Flash, Supergirl, and Green Arrow unite with the Legends to rid the Earth of the pesky Dominators once and for all. And if you need a little more Christmas spirit, The Great American Baking Show airs on ABC. This is the American version of The Great British Bake Off, all holiday-themed, kind of fun.
I see Taylor Swift has gotten her own channel, a new DirecTV channel. What happens there? Concerts?
Anything she wants to program. I mean, you're seeing this on satellite radio a lot, where these artists go in and they can put their own music, their own stuff, right, and other things that they like. Taylor Swift will do the same thing for DirecTV.
Okay. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, normally Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program would be here to give us some tips on how to prepare your home for winter or some other thing that is applicable to running your home properly. However, if he were to be on the air, he'd sound like this guy.
Is he sick?
Got a little crumminess.
Yes, he does.
It seems like, yeah.
As a result of that, I have prepared a large amount of information about the food we eat and related industrial news from the world of food and eats. So I'll have that for you in just a moment here.
Dear Ulta Beauty, we've been extra good this year. I'm looking so good while doing it.
So this holiday, we'll take pretty new eyeshadow palettes to make our eyes sparkle. And fantastic new fragrances that smell oh so sweet.
Don't forget lovely new lipsticks. We'll take Velvet and Shine. And please fill our stockings with serums and balms and hair tools galore.
Every girl has a list. And this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Lovely lipsticks, fantastic fragrances, and pretty palettes await. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and 3 pancakes for $0.89.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of 3 of them for $0.89. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on 3 golden pancakes for $0.89. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 3 pancakes for $0.89. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right. Anyone. Even you know who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, 55 past the hour. Just a personal anecdote for a moment related to food news. Some might say I live in a pricey neighborhood and I have a pricey home. And I, in this home, have a lot of really nice things and it's well built and stuff. But, you know, it doesn't keep, just because you live in a nice home, you can still have people visiting or things visiting that you really don't want. So I,
like
I've been telling the ladies through the course of through the course of the morning, I was visited by a mouse nocturnally.
It was Mickey, I'm guessing, right?
It was not Mickey. No, it was maybe Minnie, but Minnie left droppings all over the place.
So did you see the mouse, or did he just?
No, Meredith just asked me if I saw the mouse because I wasn't here last night. I was with her, so I came back this morning and I'm opening up, you know, my usual foodstuffs to see what I can have as I'm on the air. And there's this on top of the nut jar. There must be 20 droppings.
Ooh.
And then over
that happens
by
to me when I eat almonds
sink.
Too.
So I said to Meredith, "There's a mouse," and her response is "Eek!" So she thought I can't imagine what she would say if she saw a mouse.
I can. She'd call the exterminator like a normal person.
Yeah.
Well,
are you
going to
call somebody?
I'm going to get a mouse trap. What the heck? Yeah. You take care of that.
What happens? See, this is what I love about men. Ah, trap that. Yeah, and then what? You know, I have a raccoon around the outside of my house, and my dad's like, trap it. And then what are you going to do with it? Because
I put it on the manure pile. Now, you don't have a manure pile, but I do. I don't expect you to put it in a box and send it to me so I can put it on my
a raccoon is definitely a lot, you know, you have to
call it.
Raccoons
can be very dangerous because
they
can be rabid. You don't ever want to touch a raccoon or anything else like that because you don't know whether it's dead or not. You can still get...
No, my dad wants to catch it alive
rabies.
And then put it in his car and release it.
No!
We used to have stray cats in our backyard and you get a cage and you catch it and then... Animal control comes and picks it up.
Yeah. Well, you live in a civilized area. What we do here, Joe the shepherd comes around and collects all the stuff. I don't know what he does. I don't want to know what he does with it.
Well, what do you do with the mouse? The one time I set the trap for my raccoon, I actually caught a cat.
Oh.
No, really?
Because my bait was cat food.
There you go.
It was a happy cat. It was taking a nap, and it just didn't.
A lot of people take them to a stream, and they just put them in a stream, and they drowned.
Ooh.
Oh, that's what they do with a lot of that stuff. Right?
That's horrible. Who does that?
That's what a lot of the animal wardens do with them. They take them over. They'll take them way away, and they'll release them. But, you know, some of these animals are pretty smart, and they know the smells. They'll come back to where they were. Like the dog that found its home 100 miles away.
Yeah.
These raccoons and woodchucks and coyotes, foxes, stuff like that. They can find their way back.
Well, just don't get a glue trap for the mouse, because that's so inhumane.
No. I won't do that. No. But, yeah, that was food news, folks. How was it? Pretty informative, huh? At 59 past the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.